Seek endorsements. You will increase your credibility if your message is endorsed by people recognised as experts in the medical scientific community. Their opinions will help to shape the perception of your product and your study. You can cultivate regular contacts with these experts in various ways. You can set up face-to-face conversations to discuss topics of mutual interest, for example. You can organise expert workshops on advisory board meetings. You can organise satellite symposia at the conferences of medical societies. Contacting a wide range of opinion leaders will give you access to expert advice and later, credible independent external sources for your communication activities. Connect with people. Business is all about human relations. You can never have a relationship with an organisation. Relationships are always with people. They are always personal. The quality of relationship you have with opinion leaders will determine to a large extent the success of your cooperation. The idea of opinion leader management is misleading. It is not about managing opinion leaders. Rather, you are looking for a mutually beneficial collaboration in which trust is paramount. Locate future thought leaders. Become a scout for these up-and-coming opinion leaders in your field. Find out from current opinion leaders and colleagues who the potential opinion leaders are. Check the speakers list at major conferences. If you can identify and meet these people while they need support and recognition, you'll be able to forge a long-term relationship with them. Set up an effective liaison. In order to maximise cooperation between opinion leaders and your company, you need someone who can maintain regular contacts with these people. Make sure everyone knows who in your company has this responsibility. For some companies, there is a medical liaison or scientific relations department that assumes this function. Ideally, the person concerned will be an experienced, tactful, and diplomatic person, able to build rapport with the eminent and famous. The person should be imaginative enough to reconcile the wishes of each individual with the objectives of the company, and also strong enough to individualise the level of support you offer and to deny unreasonable requests. Opinion leaders hate to be contacted by three different people from the same company with requests to lead lectures. One person should act as a clearing station or gatekeeper and coordinate these requests, and can then contact the opinion leader so your company can speak with a single voice. If you are not that person, appoint someone. If you do not have the power to appoint someone yourself, suggest someone appropriate who should fill the role. Use credible quotations. Two well-known experts are in open conversation during a panel discussion at a major congress. They are discussing the conclusions of the Examplex ABC trial using substantin. With their consent, the conversation is taped. Professor Andy A. asks Professor Bert B. Bert, is substantin now state-of-the-art therapy? Bert replies, yes, Andy, indeed it is. The company used these two remarks as the text for an advertising campaign in medical journals, aimed at doctors treating the disease without mentioning the experts' names. Since the target audience knew which two opinion leaders were invoked, the campaign received attention and communicated the message in both a creative and credible way. Appreciate the forgotten heroes. The forgotten heroes are the investigators who actually perform the trial. Don't neglect them. They are far less demanding than traditional opinion leaders. They already know your product since they have had hands-on experience with it. Include them in your marketing activities. Show them your appreciation. Turn them into advocates. Invite them to a special thank you meeting. Do not argue with the medical department who will pay for the event. You should pay for it. The money for organising this event will be well invested. Set up VIP micro-meetings. An effective way of involving opinion leaders is an invitation-only experts meeting. This is a small and intimate workshop with an aura of exclusivity where the most knowledgeable and influential persons are invited. It is a privilege to participate. The timing for this meeting is crucial. Organise it before the first official presentation, but after the article has been accepted, in order not to jeopardise the publication. You need to facilitate, organise and sponsor, or in other words, direct the event. Be highly selective in your choice of company people attending the micro-meeting. It may seem difficult to refuse invitations to certain managers in your organisations, but you should stick to your plans. You can talk to the experts in a controlled environment, no competitors and no distractions. Listen to them before and after the event, during coffee breaks and meals. The information you receive is often extremely valuable. Make the most of VIP micro-meetings. You can benefit from VIP micro-meetings in four ways. 1. The invited selected experts feel appreciated, which strengthens their relationship with your company. 2. Speakers are given an opportunity to practice their presentations in a safe environment before the official presentation at a major congress. Some of the experts who attend will ask questions that the speaker will not be able to answer. He or she then has time to review the literature or to do more statistical analysis to find the answer. This approach enables them to respond confidently and competently to critical questions during the subsequent official congress. 3. Since participants know the details beforehand, they are more likely to trust you. 4. You can neutralise snipers, who will shoot off hostile questions simply to feel important. If these people have already asked their question, then they are less likely to repeat it during the official congress. This technique for managing hostile experts helps to ensure smoother running of the important open scientific discussion following the official presentation. Establish an expert panel. The VIP micro-meetings enable you to become acquainted with various experts in an informal setting. Based on your experience with a safe pilot event, you should now know which experts you would like to work with and which ones you want to avoid. You can organise an official event. You may call it an expert roundtable, expert workshop, expert meeting, or expert panel. The term expert is preferable to opinion leader in this context. Use the term that is currently accepted in your company. Organise lecture tours. A lecture tour takes an opinion leader to groups of physicians in various cities. It can help to spread the message far and wide. When organising a lecture tour, keep in mind the following items. Put together a programme with a speaker who has excellent communication skills and knows how to convey your message. Weave the message into a topic which appears attractive to your audience. And stage an agreeable event that participants will remember. If you can't achieve all three of these objectives, consider abandoning the idea of a lecture tour. Use the web. Millions of people look for healthcare advice on the internet. Health has overtaken sex as the number one keyword in some search engines. Have a look at some of the websites that offer information on diseases and treatment. For example, www.lifeline.com. or www.netdoctor.com. The web is a great equaliser. You can create brilliant websites with a limited budget, whereas you may not be able to compete with the big global players in terms of traditional advertisements, events, or sales representatives. A good website requires time, commitment, and support from a specialised web agency. For a successful user-friendly website, you'll need to write clear and crisp text, make information visual, convey a large portion of the information in images, not simply words. Ensure easy navigation. Promote your web address. Make sure to include it in all your documents. Every piece you produce should include direct prospects to your web presence. Measure the response to your website, for example, by counting the number of visits per page, and continually improve the website using the results of visits per page and other parameters, such as dwell time. Consider a webcast. You might contemplate a live webcast for an important satellite symposium. Announce the event on your marketing flyers. Avoid the mistake that one company made. They forgot to mention the web address for the event. On the other hand, you'll need to be aware that most physicians will not spend their precious time watching company-sponsored symposia over the internet. Therefore, you may wish to spend your money on other marketing activities, even if your web agency tries to encourage you down that route. Learn the statutory limitations for new media. When you are considering the web as a promotional tool, be aware of the legal restrictions that exist in many countries, especially in Europe. Thus, advertisements for prescription drugs in many European countries are only legal when addressed to healthcare professionals and illegal when addressed to the general public. If in doubt, check with your legal department. Identify the most appropriate web option. You may wish to choose and combine one or more of the following components for your web strategy. A website with general medical information for the general public. A professional website directed towards healthcare professionals. A study group website for which a research group is responsible. A website adhering to more consumer-oriented US laws for the general public living in the United States. Set up a patient information website. You may choose to create a website that offers general information and educates the general public about diagnosis and treatment of the disease without mentioning your product. One example is www.msgateway.com by Sharing AG, where patients, families and friends can find practical information about multiple sclerosis. Create a website for healthcare professionals. You may create a website with access restricted to healthcare professionals. There are some websites where it is sufficient to click on the button, "Yes, I am a healthcare professional," to gain access to the site. In some countries, web agencies offer a verifying procedure for a healthcare professional's credentials to ensure that only these individuals have access. Talk to your internet agency to identify how you can make access easy and still observe legal restrictions. Some websites are operating in a legally grey area, and you need to be aware of the risk. Support a study group's web presence. A study group or team of investigators are allowed to communicate their scientific data via the web. You can help support their research activities and facilitate a quick and convenient scientific exchange. Suggest a draft of how to present the trial results online. Your internet agency can put the draft on a test server. The person responsible in the study group can then modify and approve the content. This independent study group website benefits both research and marketing. It can increase the study group's reputation, and it can facilitate your work. When interested people contact you, you can direct them to the website instead of having to prepare individual emails with large attachments. Consider a website for the US market. Many companies have an affiliate or their headquarters located in the US. These US organizations will create their own web presence according to US regulations. US legislation allows much more direct-to-consumer marketing for prescription drugs on company websites than European legislation. Since the World Wide Web is global, anyone can access these pages, including citizens living in European countries with their own national regulations. The language of these websites is often English and Spanish. People understand that these languages can get qualified information on treatment options, regardless of where they live. Check the extent to which you are legally entitled to promote web addresses directed to US residents also in your home market. The site www.purplepill.com highlights recent medical studies that prove that the purple pill heals damage in acid reflux disease better than the other leading prescription medicines. Any consumer in the global internet community has access to this material, independent of varying national regulations. Select the appropriate web page format. Different web page formats yield differing levels of response. One continuous page that the visitor can read by scrolling down usually yields a higher response rate than two or three linked pages with next buttons that the reader must click on in able to read the following page. Make sure your web agency has the necessary expertise in your market. Before engaging them to create your website, have a look at the websites they have created for other pharmaceutical companies. Choose your type of public relations activities. Public relations directed towards healthcare professionals allows you to work with specialised medical journalists who usually know the rules of the game. However, public relations directed towards the general public involves working with journalists who have their own agenda. In order to avoid communication disasters, you will need professional public relations people, either in-house or external, to support you. Evaluate your public relations plans before you start. The industry is increasingly confronted by an inquisitive and often hostile media, relentless in their search for the next big drug story. If you are considering utilising this arena, there are a number of elements you'll need for successful public relations activities directed towards the general public. Are your results genuinely interesting and newsworthy? And if so, to whom? Do you have a story? Many journalists are uninterested in scientific data or research results. They want a good story with dazzling headline. Do you have the budget? Ascertain the costs of a PR campaign before you start. Achieving a high profile in any media is expensive. Do you have professional public relations people on board who know how to handle the press? If you cannot meet all the above criteria, consider spending your money on other elements of the marketing mix. Manage the journalists. Use professional public relations people to help you manage the journalists. Don't be tempted to go it alone. Selecting the right journalists to approach is essential. Choose the ones that are likely to report about your story in a balanced way.